in opening day edition of podcast, which does not have a name. I still get the question. And, you know, I'm very bad at self-promoting my stuff. There was a person on the Toledo subreddit a couple weeks ago asking, hey, are there any local podcasts locally that talk about a lot of local things? And somebody mentioned me, and nobody ripped me. That was kind of nice, and I could have posted up. Yeah, I thought about posting yesterday's podcast episode because it had to deal with the teacher in Springfield, the No More teacher in Springfield, and all things in Maumee. Lots of local stuff. Instead, I just messaged the guy. But a lot of people, or person, I don't know what their sex was. A lot of people would go, oh, you have a podcast? What's it called? Because they expect some clever pithy name, some play on words. Like, yeah, the play on words is it's just my, just search my name. Just search my name. And as always, even 2 years later, thanks to Jacob Parr, a TSA grad, he's still got his gig at Ford. I hope so anyway. Jacob is super talented. A lot of people know him. You see a lot of his work all over the area, including the Glass City Center logo, and we're going to talk about an event at the Glass City Center with today's guest. But yeah, Jacob did the logo for the podcast. I was like, it's just my name. There's no need to come up with another name for it because my name has a little bit of resonance with people. And if you could include, well, we'll make it something that fits my personality. And you've seen this logo, but I'm just walking through the process of how it came to life. Can I have something that fits my personality? Comic oriented, some superhero stuff, something that relays like fun and some irreverence. And that's why it's like a digital 8-bit graphic kind of thing. And I was like, can you fit the 419 in? And Jacob absolutely nailed it. I have one prediction for the eclipse, and just because most of the media is sharing legitimate cautions doesn't mean that they're inciting a panic. Okay? That's a you thing. Just because you're hearing a lot of cautions and suggestions, you're the one that's getting panicked. Okay? Not you, but other people. Here's my one prediction, though, that I haven't seen anybody caution. And by the way, the same people that are saying the media is inciting a panic are the people who would complain if they weren't given proper cautions beforehand. Anyway, I think one problem we could really have, I'm not worried about the grid going down or being without food for weeks, or birds dropping out of the sky. I guess that could happen. And then we'll be in some Netflix movie. My real concern is we're going to like double the population of the area. There will be tens of thousands of extra drivers in the area. Many, I'm guessing, on the highways, 75 and whatnot. So my concern isn't traffic and congestion. Maybe your patients sitting in that congestion at certain points. If you're just trying to get to and from work while somebody from Montana is here, I think it's possible with all those extra cars on the road in the area, we could have a lot of car accidents. So let's dive in. The other thing, one of the things I aim to do is connect people to resources. One of my strengths and one thing I really enjoy doing is taking one person who has a thing with another person who has a thing and putting them together and getting the hell out of the way. I am a conduit with lots of spokes going out to help these people. I'm fortunate to have this platform. I'm fortunate to get to know a lot of people, and I want to connect good people to work together. Julia Simon is a good person doing good work with Junior Achievement, and they have an upcoming event, Inspire. We're going to talk to Julia in just 1 second. There are lots of people who go, we need X, Y, or Z, and X, Y, or Z exists, but maybe your aversion, inability to, or for whatever the reason would be to have that aversion or inability to keep up with current events. You don't know we have these things. There are many people who want or demand kids, or they wish they were taught more life skills in school. You'd sleep through those too. But you don't know. That's why they're here. Junior Achievement aims to fill in those holes. Lots of different life skills, practical, pragmatic, helpful life skills. hands-on things, and they've got a very hands-on event, Junior Achievement Inspire, coming up on May 8th. Let's talk to Julia about it now. Junior Achievement, we have an event, you have an event coming up that I've never made it out to, but my intention is to fully be there this year because I hear about all the fun. Before we get to that, and it's at the Glass City Center, correct?
It is, yes. Okay.
Before we get to that, what the heck is Junior Achievement?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit organization. We're actually a national nonprofit, but we're one of three areas in the U.S. We are the Northwest Ohio representative. So we, our purpose here in Toledo is to help high schoolers graduate with a vision of future success and a path to get there, because there's so many kids graduating from high school that have no idea what's next. So we're just trying to help them figure that out so they can make a wise choice after they leave high school.
This event is coming up on May 8th?
Yes.
Okay. Before we dive into that, what you just talked about, how does that function throughout the year?
That's a great question. So this year we've done a couple of events. So we launched a new event at BGSU, our JA Business of Life, where we help teach students professional skills. So they did competitions involving interviewing, networking, ethical decision making, and creative problem solving. So we're really trying to just prepare students for life after they graduate, making them employable. So having those employability skills, like being able to go to work and have a conversation with a coworker and know the right things to say when appropriate and those sorts of things, that just work etiquette, basically. So
how do the kids find out about Junior Achievement so that they can learn all these important things that I see all kinds of people asking for kids to learn, and it's right there sitting for them if they can find you?
Yeah, they can find us on our website, janwo.org. We're all over social media, so that's a great way to connect and reach out to us as well. We are in a few schools, so sometimes teachers will ask for our programming, so they might know of us that way, but social media and our website's the best way to find us.
How long have you been with JA?
I'm going into my fourth year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What have you seen? So you're a post-COVID JA-er.
Yes.
What have you seen? What's the sea change been in students from when you first began to now? The students as they are, or their interests, or things that you believe that they should seek out because of the way things are so different now?
Yeah, I think students might have an idea of what they want to do, but something that we really emphasize is getting them out. So if they're interested in being a nurse, well, have they ever gone to shadow a nurse or see what they actually do? You know, they might get there on their first day of college, or maybe they're externship and realize I can't stand the sight of blood. So we're really just trying to give students, you know, they might have two or three things that they're interested in, but really just having them get out and experience it before they make that decision and make that commitment.
In your time, have you seen kids be interested in one thing, but 4 years is a long time, and especially with the pervasiveness of where we're going with AI wasn't a thing even 2 years ago. Do you see kids' tastes changing in what they think they'd like to do?
Absolutely. I mean, some, you know, we have shadowing experiences all throughout the year, and a student will go on it and be like, thinks that they're so confident in this decision, and they get there and they experience it and they're like, I definitely do not want to do this, or this helps solidify exactly what I want to do. So
can you give me an example of the solidification?
Yeah. So we've had a couple of students go through our Mercy job shadow program, and they might be interested in surgery. One girl, for example, she was very interested in surgery, and the professionals took time and they answered questions. You know, they actually get to be in the surgery room while the doctors are performing and they're asking questions. And one student was like, this is total confirmation that I want to do this and pursue this after high school.
How did that surgery wind up? That must have been a heck of a doctor to answer questions while they're doing the surgery.
Yeah, no, they're incredible. They are so welcome to answering questions and just super helpful, wanting to pour into the next generation.
You mentioned Mercy. Who are some of the other partnerships? You mentioned the event at BG. I know they have they're a great media arts school. Who are some of the partnerships that you have where these kids could dive in and check out some of these opportunities?
Yeah, so a lot of companies in Northwest Ohio have really reached out to us. So we have great partnerships with OI, Owens Corning, 13ABC. Our list continues to grow daily.
Good.
So,
okay, let's dive into the event coming up on May 8th, Junior Achievement Inspire. I have missed the last two of these, but when my people come back or when they're telling me they're out there, our people are having a blast because I know they set up like an auxiliary radio station. Mm-hmm. They get to play with all the stuff that's in front of me right now. And when they come back, when my people come back and tell me that some of these kids are super excited about the idea of radio. I'm kind of floored because I just expect any kid younger than like 25 to not know what radio is. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to be a part of it. What happens during Junior Achievement Inspire?
Yeah, so we bring 8th through 12th grade students. This year we're going to have 3,000 students at the event from, as of right now, 35 different schools without Northwest Ohio. And really the students come and they get to experience 100 different companies and hands-on exhibits. So it's not just a typical career fair that they might experience at school. It's hands-on engaging. And something that we say often is you can't be what you can't see. So really those hands-on activities help the students recognize like radio is something that I could actually pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have the FBI and just things that seem so unattainable. But when we bring it into a common space and allow the students to actually experience that, it opens up their horizons.
What do you see when the FBI is there?
So they do like footprint analysis and all that sort of stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Are there any new entities that are there this year or ones that you hope to have in the future? Because again, things are always changing. There will probably not be radio there in 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. So do you have any targets or any hopefuls for the future? Ones that you're really excited to have this year as maybe a new visitor?
Yeah. So we have Cedar Point and Kalahari this year. So we're excited to get more into that hospitality space. I think ones that we're still trying to bring on are the Mud Hens and the Walleye, just local things that people might see on a regular basis but not be able to interact with super well. So them, and we're always looking to grow and expand. So
May 8th, Junior Achievement Inspire, 35 schools, 3,000 kids.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids.
I want to be there so bad, so I will have to I'll have to just prep myself for it, get in the right headspace for it. Is it too late for others to get involved?
It's not. So we're still accepting schools. If schools want to sign up, the event is also open to the community. So from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., we just ask that folks register, and you can find that registration on our website. But really looking between that 8th and 12th grade space as well as after high school graduation. So maybe a sophomore in college just came back for summer break and they're looking for job opportunities. This would be a great place for them to also come and connect. And we're still accepting companies. So we're still looking for companies to come partner and be a part of the event.
All at the website or your socials?
Yep.
One more time?
JANWO.org, and then you can find us all over Facebook, Instagram,
Excellent. No cost for the students, correct?
Correct.
And any cost for the businesses or just registration?
Registration, and then we talk about partnership opportunities.
Got it. Like, yep. Like it's free, but we would have sent some kids your way.
Right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
A fun question. If you could go back in time to 8th grade Julie,
mm-hmm.
Would you change what you do? What did you want to do? What did you want to be when you were growing up?
Yeah, I wanted to be a teacher, actually. And then I went through 2 years of early childhood education, decided that was not for me. So I think about this question a lot. Part of my job that I enjoyed doing is like actually going around and getting to see different jobs and opportunities. But I would do something in the construction space.
Really?
Yeah.
Like run a construction site? Not a four-person. I don't know what a four-person does. I just know the word. But tell me what about that you would want to do.
Yeah. So I actually did an apprenticeship with Maumee Valley Habitat for Humanity,
yeah,
where I
great.
Got to be out on the build site and learn all of that. So probably project management or something in the nonprofit space, though.
I like it.
Yeah. Just like helping people in that way.
When you were littler than 8th grade, did mm-hmm. you have like a pie in the sky dream job? Like, I'm going to be an Olympic ice skater or something like that?
Actually, I wanted to be like an indie driver.
Really?
Yeah. I loved watching that growing up, and I thought that would be so much fun.
Are you still into it?
Yeah. Whenever it's on, I enjoy watching it.
Have you ever been in one of those vehicles?
I have not.
Would you?
I would do it. Yeah.
And when you're talking indie, those are the races that can like go through streets. Like I see them in
yeah.
Europe.
In
like,
St. Pete.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are wild things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was one more question I wanted to ask you about all that, but I think I'm good. Anything else you want to add about JA or the Inspire Achievement? Maybe anything coming up towards the end of the year, middle of the year?
I would say the morning of Inspire, we do have a VIP breakfast. So from 7:30 to 8:30, we have a VIP breakfast where we're going to be talking more about our fifth year program that we're launching this fall. So that would be a wonderful opportunity. If company like C-Levels or executives are interested in learning more about that, that's another great way to partner with us in the fall. So
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your time. This has been great.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.